Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. So we're having a great visit. We're about to have a great visit with one of our favorite folks. Judith Glaser is here, Dr. Judith Glaser, and she's the author of so many books. Creating We is one of them. The DNA of Leadership is another one. 42 Rules for Creating We. And she's the person who's leading the research and the education of the world about emotional intelligence and so many other things. She's literally capturing the world. Some of the things she's been doing recently is just amazing. I want her to join us and tell us about it and explain to us why we should care about these things. Judith Glaser, welcome back to the show.
Hey. It's so great to be back, Jim. Really terrific to be back. And I'm so excited about what's going on right now. The big thing is actually we've moved to conversational intelligence. So we've gone beyond the emotional to the conversational. And this idea and this book is going so fast around the world. We have people from 75 countries who come to visit with me once a month and with a couple of other follow-ups to talk about what does this mean? What is conversational intelligence, and how can I use it in my life?
Well, remind us. I know we've talked about it on the show before. I want you to give us an update. Yep. Remind us what it is.
Yep. So it's fascinating to know that every time you and I talk, like we're doing right now, parts of our brain are lighting up. If I'm feeling that you're excited, for example, about having me on, I'm going to be producing these beautiful chemicals called oxytocin, which are bonding hormones. They're about trust. And when the brain is flooded with that type of hormone, it opens up parts of the brain that we don't usually get access to. Wisdom, insight, foresight, empathy, passion. Isn't it funny to think that there's an attic
people,
up there?
If people think of, yeah, right, there's this dusty old attic up there with things in a box nobody's ever gotten to. But I think people can relate to this because how many times have you met someone and within seconds, if not minutes, you say, you without realizing it, you're gaining some new energy from just being around this person. And it's almost like, they can finish your sentences and you just met them or whatever. And as you're realizing that this person is somebody that's very much like you, you start getting excited. You can feel your energy level coming up. I mean, it's happened to me many times. It happens to me every time I talk to you.
and talk to you. But you described it beautifully, that there's something that you feel. It's like an energy. It feels good. And all of a sudden, you start to open up and think things that you hadn't thought before. That's exactly. Imagine that we have that part of our brain just waiting to find the right people so we can start to exchange that energy.
It's like there's another gear there we didn't even know we had.
Totally. Exactly. Beautiful. That's the metaphor. And so I've been doing these sessions every month, and people are showing. I have over 1,000 people. I have like 1,200 people right now that are online with me a couple times during the month asking questions, wanting to know. I show them pictures. I have animations of what it looks like when people connect with each other and how their brains all of a sudden start to see something new in the world that they hadn't seen before. Imagine if we had educators knowing so much about this that kids in school, that we could create those environments where kids are not just learning what the teachers know, but are challenging what the teachers know, right?
So what you just described, what we're talking about now is sort of like a peak performance. Maybe it's not maximum, but it's peak. Mm-hmm. It's a peak. It's a peak in our performance, in our brain performance, in our we're probably more alert. We're more we're probably feel smarter.
Open. Yeah,
feel smarter. How do we How do we do that in as a normal course of our business without having to bump into somebody who's a soulmate?
So here's the thing. We have
Is that something we should want to do?
Exactly. So there are three levels of conversation, and the one you're talking about is level three. It's transformational. It's co-creational. People's energies are connecting with each other. They're not going out in the ozone someplace. Mm-hmm. People are actually beginning to feel that they can trust and are comfortable with someone. So there's certain. So the first level is very transactional. People just talking to each other. They're sharing information. They confirm what they know. It doesn't push us into that zone at all. Makes us feel good that we know what's going on, but it doesn't help move human beings together to this higher level. The second is called positional, and that's where I have a position, I'm advocating something, and this is where people get in trouble in business a lot, all businesses, small businesses, big businesses, when we feel like we have to have the answers, and we feel like we have to tell people what the right thing to do is.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds, on the top, it sounds like, oh, that's great, you know, you're going to tell me what to do, and I won't make mistakes, and I'm going to follow you, but it doesn't do anything to open up a relationship to deeper levels. It's a person who might become.
There's not much oxytocin happening there, right?
Not a lot of oxytocin happening. In fact, if somebody, like, let's say you were always telling me what you know and how smart you are and how to do things. In my body, there's another chemical besides oxytocin. It's called cortisol, and it is a fear hormone, and
mm-hmm.
it is produced inside parts of the brain where human beings need to be connecting, but it basically says, protect yourself, don't connect. Protect, don't connect. And so, without realizing it,
somebody says, I don't know what it is, but that person just turned me off.
Exactly.
That's what
and
happened.
We say that. I mean, we feel it, right? We absolutely feel it. Yep. So, we're not advocating having people live in level one or level two most of the time. What we're saying is there's this level three, and it took me 30 years to find it. It took neuroscience the ability to separate out the part of the brain where we have knowledge, and that's called the neocortex. It's at the mm-hmm. top of the brain, and discover there's this other part of the brain in front. It's frontal. It's right behind your forehead, and
mm-hmm.
that's called the prefrontal cortex, and that's the one that has all of these incredible capabilities just waiting to be tapped into. So if people in companies
and it's pulling from all the other parts of the brain, including the reptilian part, the fight or flight part you were talking about earlier.
You're right again, Jim. It's pulling from other parts of the brain. It's connected to. The newest research shows that this part of the brain, it's like a seesaw. It can connect to any part of the brain
mm-hmm.
and begin to develop.
But apparently, it needs to be activated
yes.
somehow.
And
we're going to come back. And I'm going to ask, when I'm hearing Judy talk about this, and I've talked about this many times, so I'm... If I say something that sounds like it's correct, it's because I've learned that from Judy, okay? Let's get that on the table. So, when we come back, I want to talk about something, one of my favorite topics, and that's the difference between men and women with the conversational intelligence. Standby, here we go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.